Yeah, so we'll have them there. We're in the bottom of Tzadik Chesed Aleph. So let's pick it up from the Rashi. The Rashi of Ishtayim Leilam Dua. Three lines from the bottom of the Rashi. So Rashi says, Ishtayim Leilam Dua. So we have a limud from Zoya B'Sheila. Rashi learns the limud from Zoya B'Sheila is nothing to do with Tam. Achal Pishat Badaknu V'lo Yoyev Taimlo. We know even it's not nice in Tam. Cholisim Shibatara V'Shishim or V'Meya. And we learn that from Zoya B'Sheila that you need to have Bitul B'Shishim. And according to Smash, we saw yesterday, the Shitas Rashi apparently is. It's not a shearing in the Nesinas Tam. For the Nesinas Tam, we gave it to a Kvela, we know it's not nice in Tam. It's a sheer Betzim. Rashi Nomad Bezim Mash, but it's a kind of Achir Rabbim Lahatos, except the Rabbim that the Torah over here requires is Shishim. Timim Vatel, the Plato's Tam, you need to have Shishim. Nothing to do with whether you taste it or not. So Rashi said, V'afagav, the Osus Lamelech Minei, Moses Lamelech, Hafilu Hecha, the Yoyev Taimah. So Rashi says, if there's a limud here that from Zoya B'Sheila, and by Zoya B'Sheila there was no Kvela, couldn't even be a Kvela because it's minimum mina. So if already we're learning from Zoya B'Sheila that Shishim is matir, so let's learn out that Shishim is matir even if it's nice and tam. Meaning, even if the Kvela says that it is nice and tam, why isn't Shishim enough? Rashi before said that you first have to be Vedika, give it to a Kvela, make sure it's not nice and tam. And then on top of that, you also have to have Shishim. So now Rashi asks, why? If you're already learning from Zoya B'Sheila, so let's go all out. I learned out from Zoya B'Sheila that Shishim is a matir even if it is nice and tam. Why? Because by Zoya B'Sheila itself, maybe it is nice and tam. So Rashi, Dehocha, Ikla, Neymar, by Zoya B'Sheila, it's quite possible the Ishaloi B'Mino have a Yoiv time, that had it been Min B'Sheina, meaning it would have been nice and tam. Meaning, if you could have been Tayyimit, maybe it's nice and tam. And Rashi apparently holds, and therefore, even though it's min b'minoi, but if an equivalent amount in she'ena mini would be nice and tam, then by min b'minoi, it's also called that it's nice and tam, and yet the Torah is matirt. So let's learn out from here that not only by min b'minoi, but even by min b'she'ena minoi, shishim is a matir, even if it's nice and tam. So Rashi answers that in a chinami, on a derais level, that's correct. But Rabbonin were machmir, and they said the time alei botli, you have to give it to a kveila anyway, by min b'she'ena minoi. That's what Rashi says. Afilu hochir, abon achmir, v'omer taim alei bot. So in Mudaik yesterday, I saw from the correspondence of guys over the texting that maybe not everybody, that the cheshbon wasn't perhaps so clear. But it's Mudaik and Rashi, that Rashi holds that by min b'minoi, that min b'minoi has a din of nesinas tam. That if tam is an oyster by min b'she'enei minoi, let's say if tam would be is ke'ikir by min b'she'enei minoi, then it's Mudaik and Rashi that by min b'minoi, tam would also be a problem. What's the cheshbon? Because otherwise, what does Rashi want? Rashi says, let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that Shishim is matir even if there's tam. Because by Zoya B'Sheila, Shishim is matir, and we don't ask about tam. So let's learn out from there to Min B'Sheina Minoi. What's Rashi's kasha? I would say, no, it's very chalk. By Min B'Minoi, there's no such thing as Nesin as tam. There's no tam kikr by Min B'Minoi. So all I need is bitul, is just achir ab mahatis. I need bitul ha plato, bitul ha. So for that, it's enough to have Shishim. By min b'she'ena minoi, you have to have shishim also because you have to have the achirab lahatis the kedin. But by min b'she'ena minoi, there's another problem that you haven't seen this time, the tam ki'ikir. So there, I have to have a kfeil. So what's Rashi's kasha altogether? In other words, if I were to take this Rashi away, I would say there's a limud from Zoya b'she'ela that you need shishim no matter what, even if there's no issue of tam, you always have to have shishim. So I'll learn that from there to min b'she'ena minoi that you always have to have shishim. But by min b'she'ena minoi, there's another issue, tam ki'ikir, which isn't present by min b'minoi. So And therefore, what does it help that I have shishim? But I have this new issur of tam ki'ikr, which by meaning I didn't have. So what's Rashi's problem? Rashi, let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila that shishim is matir even if there's tam. The kasha doesn't start. That Rashi held that if tam is ki'ikr or if tam is an issur by meaning, then tam should be a problem by meaning too. Except that I have no way of ascertaining if it is nice and tam or not. But every min b'minoi is a suffix. Maybe it's nice and tam. And therefore, Rashi had a question. How can, if we're taking the limud seriously, which is Rashi Shita, that this is a real serious limud, it's a limud deraisa, not just an asmachta, but taking the limud seriously, so let's learn out from Zoya B'Sheila. The Torah says Zoya B'Sheila is muta b'shishim. And we don't worry about maybe it's nice and tam. Why not? It must be that shishim is a matir, even if it's nice and tam. So let's learn out from here that shishim is a matir, even if it's nice and tam, even by min b'she'ena minoi. Because Rashi doesn't think there's a fundamental difference between min b'midoy and min b'sheina minoy. And Rashi's answer is ein achinami, and the deraisa level that's absolutely correct because tam kikar lav deraisa. But Rabbanan said that if it's nois and tam, you have to give it to a kfeila because if it is nois and tam, then it's a problem by min b'sheina minoy. But that's a chumra de Rabbanan. They only said it by min b'sheina minoy, not by min b'minoy. Yeah, that's what it says here in the Rashi. Yeah.
But what does it mean in terms of if it's impossible for if it's not more if it is more gash the time even in min bimino, so then a kfelo would be able to.
So the mitzias is let's think about it. The mitzias is that it's not that it's by min bimino the time is not morgash, but that means something different than it means by min b'sheina mino. By min b'sheina mino, if the time is not morgash, it's because it's so small it's washed out by the time of the hefter. By min b'minoi, the time is not mugish, even if there's a lot of time, because I just can't differentiate between the time of Yisra and the time of Heter. That doesn't mean the time of Heter is not there. If I have, I don't know, beans of Arla and beans of Heter, and I mix them together, and it could be 50% beans of Arla, I'm still the time is not, what does it mean the time is not mugish? I mean, the time is mugish, I just can't differentiate which time is which, because they taste exactly the same. So Rashi holds, I think other Rishonim, well, not this way, other Rishonim hold that by min b'minoi, since the time is not discernible, so then it's takanat nes and time. We look at that, doesn't the din of time kikar by definition means that you can recognize the time. And if you can't recognize the time of this, then by definition that's not called time kikar. The mashmaya of this Rashi is that that's not true. The din of time kikar doesn't require that I recognize the time. It requires that the time be there in theory. That there is, I am tasting the time is. So by min b'minoi, for all I know, I might be tasting the time of Isser. I can't tell because the time of Isser doesn't taste different than the time of Heter. But for all I know, I'm tasting the time of the Isser. When I eat the Zroya B'Shela, when I eat the Ayil, and it was cooked together with the Zroya. So for all I know, I'm tasting the time of the Zroya. How could you possibly know which time you're tasting? Rashi holds that that's called time Kikar also. That's also called the Nesinas time. And that's what Rashi says. That by Zroya B'Shela, how do you know that if this would be min b'sheina mino, if the zroya and the ayil would have different tastes, maybe there's enough zroya that I would taste it, even though the shishim connect, maybe that's not enough, because that's Rashi Shita, that shishim is not a guarantee that it's not nice and tam. By a derabonu you can be makel, but shishim by itself, we saw also yesterday, we talked this through. Rashi holds that in a real dera, if tam is there raisa, then shishim wouldn't help. Rashi learned it probably from the Gemara in Tzadik Tes, where the Gemara says that you have tam even by mei, you can have tam even by mei. Rashi holds that shishim, that we rely on shishim, that Rav and Rav Yochanan must have said on Tzadik Zion, that if there's no kfeil around, you're relying on shishim. Rashi probably holds that's because tam is only the rabbanon. So in the rabbanon, if there's no kfeil around, we rely on shishim. But if tam would be a din deraisa, you couldn't rely on shishim because how do you know? So that's what Rashi says by zroya b'sheila. You can't tell. You can't tell if you're tasting zroya or ayah. But how do you know that you're not tasting zroya? And the way Rashi says it is, how do you know if the zroya and ayah had different tastes? Maybe we have to taste like zroya. It happens that Yisrael and Ayal taste the same, so you can't tell. But Be'etzin, maybe you're really tasting Yisrael. And Kapanim L'chor, that's what it says here in Rashi, that by Min B'mini also, there's a concept of Nesinas Tam. And if Tam is Ki'ikah Deraisa, then Min B'mini would also have a problem with Tam Kik. The Rashi is the Emes, but the Tam Kik is not Deraisa, because that's Rashi's Talib of the Emes, Tam Kik is not Deraisa. So there were two things. First of all, there's an issue that we spoke through yesterday, which is, but what about the mandoma tam kikar is deraisa? There is a mandoma, there are tanoim all tam kikar is deraisa. How do they understand the parshan Torah Zroya B'Shela? According to Rashi, that if tam kikar is deraisa, then it asks even by min b'minoi. And by the way, we saw it also the Farish and Rashi in Tzadik Tesem and Aleph on the top. When Rashi says that by kotshim, where tam is kikar deraisa, according to Rava anyway, well, this is by kachim tam is kikar. So Rashi says by kachim tam is never. Rashi's lashon is the loy botli lagamri. By kachim tam is not botli lagamri. What is that botli lagamri? It's botli lagamri if you give it to a kfeil. I mean, it could be a kachim is no mitzis of a kfeil. How are you going to give kachim to a kfeil? You can't give kachim to a guy to eat. So maybe that's what Rashi means. It's loy botli lagamri by min b'she'ena mina because there's no kfeil possible. But I thought Rashi meant by min b'minoi, because it's the case of chatos tchor is min b'minoi. By min b'minoi, it's not bottle legame, because you never know. Maybe it's nice and tough. So again, the same thing. You see, by Rashi that you never know. Yes. Yeah, so the first question was yesterday we talked about, which is And what about the man Domitam Kikadiraisa? So what does he do? It's a parsha in Torah, Zerah B'Shelem. Zerah B'Shelem and Ayel, you cook the Zerah and the Ayel together. I mean, it's about Chakas Tanoim, according to one Lashon in the Gemara, we saw B'Shem Ulil and Tanakamah, if you cook the Zerah and the Ayel together in the same path. But a Kapanim is that there's one Lashon that all the Tanoim agree you cook the Zerah and the Ayel together in the same path. What are the Tanoim who hold Tam Kikadiraisa going to do with the parsha of Zerah B'Shelem? So this we dealt with yesterday. What did we say yesterday? The way the Gemara addresses it. The Gemara doesn't address it in terms of Tam Kik and Kol HaTayr Kula, but the Gemara addresses it in terms of Kachim, because by Kachim, Rava says everybody holds from Tam Kik and Deraisa, and the Gemara Taka says that that's a Taka Gzeres HaKosuv, that by Zroi Yabashel you don't say Tam Kik. Yeah, we spoke through. Rashi could have said that too. Rashi really could have said it. When Rashi asked the question, if we're learning out from Zroi Yabashel, so let's learn out even if it's nice and Tam. It's Shishim is still a matter, and Rashi answers, but Tam is only the Rabbanon. Rashi could have said a different answer. Maybe Tam Kikr is a Deraisa, but it's Heter Rabbah Mechalisir. By Zroi Yabashel, it's Exeris HaKosu, you don't say Tam Kikr. But the other Rishum, you still say Tam Kikr, you have to give it to a Kvail. Yeah, so we said Rashi is the Emes, the Tam Kikr is the Rabbanon, because Rashi Shita is Lemaisa, the Tam Kikr is the Rabbanon, except by Kosher. But I had a different question, which we left off with yesterday, which is, if in fact there's a concept of Tam Ke'ikir even by Min B'Minoi. So what about Abaye? Abaye holds on Kuf Ches, the time of Elim HaMoshe is Deraisa. So how's it, according to Abaye, the time of Elim HaMoshe is Deraisa, so every Min B'Minoi should never be bottled. Because how do you know that it's not nice and Tam? You give it to a kvela, but by min b'minoi. So how do you know it's a din of it's a chayil of deraisa? You can't rely on shishim according to Rashi when it's a deraisa. So every min b'minoi should never be bottled. Fi abai min b'minoi should never be bottled, because how do you know that's not nice and tam? Now, of course, the emes is Rashi sheet that happens to be the min b'minoi is not bottled. Rashi that happens to be the Min B'Minoi is not bottled for a different reason, which is what Rashi passing like every Huda, Min B'Minoi Safil is not bottled Afilu Be'el. Nothing to do with Nesina Stam, because we pass the Tam Kikad the Rabbanon. It's nothing to do with Nesina Stam. Stam Min B'Minoi is not bottled, even when it's nothing to do with Tam. I mean, we don't pass in that way, but Rashi passes. Like Rashi against most other Rishonim. Rashi passes that Min B'Minoi the Halachas that every Huda Afilu Be'el Afilu Bottled. So it's not the end of the world if according to Abaye, Min B'Mino is not bottled afilu be'elef, maybe for a different reason entirely, because time of Lema Moshe. Yeah, but it's modna. The Machlekes of Yehudin HaChachamim, if Min B'Mino is bottled, it's Machlekes Tanoim, it's Machlekes in the Min Mishnayis. If you're Rashi, what's the Machlekes? Even according to the Chachamim, that Min B'Mino be'etzem could be bottled, but if there's... What's the Machlekes of Yehudin HaChachamim? Yehudin says Min B'Mino is not bottled, because be'etzem Min B'Mino is not bottled. Why do the Chacham disagree? The Chacham should also agree that Min B'Min is not bottled for a different reason. Min B'Min is not bottled because maybe it's nice and tap. I'm trying to show that. I mean, how do I know that maybe according to Abaye it's really true? Maybe Min B'Min is never bottled because maybe it's nice and tap. Like, I don't know. Maybe in the Chanami, maybe Lefi Abaye, the time of Leim Moshe is Derais, and maybe the Dintak is that Min B'Min is not bottled Afilu Be'elef because I don't know if it's nice and tamina. So Dover Echot, so how do I explain the Machlekes of Yudin Chachamim? Rabbi Yudin Chachamim have, regardless of how he passed, there is a Machlekes of Yudin Chachamim, Min B'Min is bottled or it's not bottled. And that's not a Machlekes of Batan, that's a Machlekes of Be'etz. Machlekes of Sukkim. So Lefi Abaye, how does he explain the machlekes? What do you mean? There shouldn't be any machlekes. Everybody should agree. Min B'Min is not bottled because maybe it's nice and tam. That by itself maybe is not so schwer, because the machlekes, if Min B'Min is bottled or is not bottled, is again not only to Yisuri Achilum. The din of nice and tam, of time of Elohim HaMoshe, and you've seen this tam as we saw in the Rash in Pulgar, that's only by Yisuri Achilum. Remember the Rash said that by Tum of Atari HaMoshe there's no din of tam kikah. The machlekes of Yudin Chachamim was said by Dam Kodshim, if it's you know Dam Chatos that was a Sarab. It's a machlekes in Kol HaTayr Kula, machlekes in Mikvoy. It's machlekes in general. If it, maybe twice now, but it's a machlekes in Kol HaTayr Kula. If Min B'Minoi is bottled, it's not limited to Yisuri Achilo. The din of Tam is only by Yisuri Achilo. So could the machlekes of yudin chacham of min is bottle given again to other yisurim, not necessarily to yisurim afilu. Maybe by yisurim afilu everybody's made that it's not bottle because not bottle afilu be'elef. But I have a raya that even Abai holds that min b'mino is bottle. According to chacham of Rabbi Yehuda, even by yisurim afilu. There's probably more rayas than this, but I have at least one raya. No, if you know Shas, there's probably many rights, but I have a right without knowing Shas, just knowing this sugi. What's a right from the sugi itself? That Abaye, even though Abaye holds time of learning Moshe's deraisa, Abaye agrees that min b'minoi, if you don't hold like a Yehuda, then min b'minoi is brought. I don't say, well, maybe it's nice and time. Because when Abaye and Rav are coming to explain the brisa that says Zeu Heter Abo Mechalisa, the brisa says Rav Shaila is an exception. Really, should be also it's a special Heter Abo Mechalisa. So Rav says it's still a time kicker, but Kach Moser and here it's Mutter. Abaye says because it's going like a Yehuda, the Mimimina like bottle. What do you have to come out to Rabbi Yehuda? Even according to Acham, the Mimimina is bottle. But here it's Yisuri Achila. By Yisuri Achila, time of Leima Moshe is with their Isa. So Abaye should have said that that's the Heter Abo Mechalisa. In Kolatar Kula, time of Leima Moshe is their Isa. And here is Rav Shaila. We don't worry that maybe it's nice and tough. So it's not only according to Rav Yehuda. So the chayitz muchach in the Gemara that's not a cheshbon. Even though Abaye holds time of Leima Moshe is derais, that's only by min mishein amina, not by min b'mina. Those what I'm trying to prove. It's a cheshbon a little bit, but what I'm trying to prove is that it's muchuk that Abaye is din the time of Leima Moshe deraisa was only said by min b'she'en amina. It does not apply by min b'mina. The way we always thought that time is only an issue by min b'she'en amina. The Shaila says, what about this Rashi over here? It's a steer in the Rashis. Rashi by us says that if time is deraisa, so it's a problem even by min b'mina. And Rashi but Abaye says the time really isn't in deraisa, the time of Leima Moshe. And yet Abaye is not, but it's clear in Abaye that it's only by min b'she'en amina, not by min b'mina. So Maishna. Maybe we could say the following. Rashi by us is talking about the din of tamkik. Pashtus by us, he's not addressing Abaye's shita of time of Leima Moshe. We don't pass him like Abaye. Rashi by us presumably is addressing this Rashi by us of Shneim Leilam Dua, the Rashi that we're talking about. Rashi's addressing, when Rashi says, let's learn out from here that Shishim is Matir, even though it's nice in time, Rashi's addressing the issue of tamkik. And his answer is that tamkik is only the Rabban. Which is Rashi Shita and Rashi Shita number base that Amarei Basroi hold that Tam Kik is only a Derabon, only by culture. The Rashi Shita is that Tam Kikr, if it's the Raisa, the word of Tam Kikr is that the head there is Nefech Liyasos, as we saw in Pesachim Baruch Rashi Shita and Shas. Is that Tam Kikr means that the Heter is Nepach Liyasos. We said in Rashi and Sochem, the whole Hezber, it's Nasik, Taki Kori, Mamoshe, Shalissa. The Pshad is that you need Mamoshes. Because we don't hold like Abaye. You need mamoshes. So how do you have mamoshes when you only have time? Because the mamoshes of the heter is mitztaref with the time of the isra to become timely mamoshe. That's how we would mask for the diukim of the Rashi's. Like upon him, Rashi Shita is that if time kicker is the raisa, the pshat in time kicker is that the heter is nefach liyasos. So that means that the vort of time kicker is not simply that since I can recognize the Isser and I can distinguish it from the Heter, so therefore it's not bottle. that's not the pshat. That wouldn't be an epach. That's the opposite of an epach. It means I recognize the Isser as distinct from the Heter, so therefore the Isser is not multiple Beroyim. No, Tamke can mean something different and more powerful than that. That the Isser itself is mitzaref to the Heter to turn everything into a an Isser. So Rashi holds that in the concept of Tamke Iker, it makes no difference whether it's min b'minoi, whether it's min b'she'ene minoi, and therefore I can recognize the Tamei Isser, or if it's min b'minoi, and I have no way of recognizing the Tamei Isser because it's indistinguishable from the time of the Heter. What difference does it make? I don't need to recognize the time of the Isser as something separate from the time of the Heter. The whole word of Tamei Iker is that the time of the Isser with the mamoshes of the Heter becomes one Isser. One whole Isser, and everything I'm eating is Isser. So why should I need to distinguish in my mouth, in my palate, between the dover osu and the dover amutter? There is no dover amutter. The word is that the time of the Isser, with the mamashas of the Heter, it's tarif to become time in mamashas of Isser, and that's what I'm tasting. So therefore, in the world of Tam Kikr, Rashi holds that it makes no difference if it's time, if it's min maminoi, or min mishayin aminoi. What's the nafkimina? What's the difference? Is the time there? Who cares if I can recognize it? Maybe I can't recognize it. It's min b'mino. Everything tastes the same to me. So what? I can't taste the difference between a zoya and an ayat. But the time is there, and it's ma'ap of the ayat to be osir, and everything I'm eating now is osir. So therefore, Rashi holds, and in the world of Tam Kikr, if Tam Kikr would be the raisa, so then even min b'mino would be Tam Kikr. And that's what Rashi says by Chatos, and he says by Kotshib, where Tam Kikr really is the raisa, so lo oilam le'botel. Because there really is a Tam Kikr, and when there's really a Tam Kikr, min b'mino is not botel. And it's important to stress that according to Rashi, it says it in the Gemara. Rashi didn't just make this up. According to Rashi, Rashi's understanding of our Gemara, it says in the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that there's Tam Kikr by Zroya B'Sheila. Rava says that's the Heter Abba Mechalisim. In Kotchim, Tam Kikr is also, and by Zroya B'Sheila is Heter Abba Mechalisim that here Tam Kikr doesn't ask them. So before it's in the Gemara, the other Shem have to grapple with it. It's a smachta, a meisim. We'll see how they deal with it. But Akoponim, in Rashi's reading of the Gemara, Rashi's Gemara Kipshutoi, that said, so it's Shaita Feish in Gemara, that by Zroya B'Sheila is also the Tam Kikr. And that's the Koin Terova, that's the Heter Abba Mechalisa. Because in Kotshim, Tam Kikr is their Isa, and the Heter is Nefach Lias Osir, so L'Chai Zroya B'Sheila is Heter Kotshim, is also Kotshim, so you should say Tam Kikr, so even Mimimino, it's Heter Abba Mechalisa. That's in the world of Nepach. But Abaye's din of time of Eloi Mamoshoi, which is going to happen Bosu B'Cholov. So that we said in the Sigis, when we're learning the Sigis of Mishras, so Barichos G'doylo, we machich from the whole Sig over there, that Abaye's din of time of Eloi Mamoshoi doesn't make a Nepach. The din that Abaye learns out from Bosu B'Cholov, the din that Abaye learns out from Bosu B'Cholov, that Tam asses, Time of Elohim HaMoshe asses, that's not because it's Nepach. If it would be Nepach, it wouldn't be Time of Elohim HaMoshe. If it would be Nepach, then it would be Time of HaMoshe, because the Heter would be Nepach to be called HaMoshe Shalissu. Like Rashi, when Rashi defines Tam Kikr, that's how he defines it. That it's nepach liya is mamoshi shalisa, that the heter is nepach, and now it's kilu. I have time in mamoshi shalisa. Abaye says the that way. It's time in v'leim mamoshi. The time asks without being mahapach the heter, because Abaye's shita is that you don't have to have mamoshis, and if you don't have to have mamoshis, then there's no reason to say nepach. Yeah, this is the sugya of what we said when we're learning the sugya of Mishras. So Abaye is din of time in v'leim mamoshi. That's a din that the time asks without a nepach. So then why does the Tam Aser? Not because the Heter is Nepach. The Heter blight Heter. The Isser blight Isser and the Heter blight Heter. So what is the din of time of Lema Moshe? Abaye's din of time of Lema Moshe? That since I can taste and distinguish between the Dover HaOser and the Dover HaMutter, so the Dover HaOser is not bottle. And Abaye really means, it doesn't mean the whole thing becomes Isser. The whole thing's not Isser. The Tam is Oser. The mamoshes of Heter blight the mamoshes of Heter. That's why it's called time of Elohim Mamoshe. So there, the vort of time of Elohim Mamoshe is not that the whole thing becomes Isser, but rather the Isser is Isser and the Heter is Heter. And why is the Isser not Batul B'Roi? Because since I'm Margish it and I can distinguish it and recognize it, so it's Oymid Vifnei Atzmai, it's not Batul B'Roi. That's taka only by min b'sheinu mina, not by min b'mina. There it's taka richtig that it's, that it should be that's only by min b'sheinu mina. It hasn't. It makes no sense by min b'mina, because by min b'mina I taka don't recognize the isra. However much time it gives the same time as the head, as the head there. So I can't. I don't recognize it. If I don't recognize it, then it's bottle. So mele a bias din of time of loyma moshe. That's taka only din by min b'sheinu mina. That's the, that's Rashi, and that's a bias. But Rashi over here is not addressing Rabbi's time of Lema Moshe. Rashi over here is addressing Din of Tam Ke'ikr. Like by Kotshim, we have a Din of Tam Ke'ikr. That you have even by Min B'mino, like it says B'Ferish in Gemara, that that's a Din even by Min B'mino, that, that the Din of Tam Ke'ikr is a Din even by Min B'mino. Like you see the Gemara says, that's Hatev Bar Mechalisim. Correct Rashi. So let's learn that from Zoya V'Sheila, that you don't say that it should be, that Shishim is Matir, even if it's, and you don't have to have a Kfeila because there's no time, because it trumps Tam Ke'ikr. Yes, so Rashi could have answered as Hetav Amachalisir, but Rashi tells me the emes. I don't have to come out to Hetav Amachalisir because Kolot, we're not talking about Kotshim, we're talking about Chulin. By Chulin, there's no Het. By Chulin, Tamkik is not only the Rabbanon. So Rashi tells me the emes. Tamkik is only the Rabbanon. If Tamkik would be a derisive by Chulin, Rashi would have said that it's Hetav Amachalisir. But the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara says Tamkik is only by Kotshim. So Rashi is the emes that you don't have to worry about Tamkik because. You don't have to worry. You don't learn that from Zeraya B'Shelo that you shouldn't worry about Tam Kikr, because Tam Kikr is only a Drabon. We could also try with everything we said. Maybe we can deal with another steer in Rashi, a gevaldik steer in Rashi. Take a look at Rashi in Kufches. Let's look at the Gemara in Kufches again. Old friend. Omer Abai, time of Leim Moshe be Alma Deraisa. Abai says time of Leim Moshe is in Yisid Deraisa. Please. And we learn that from Moshe B'Cholot. These are Kedai Tech Drabonon. If you're going to tell me that the time of Leim Moshe is only Drabonon, we Moshe B'Cholot my time of Leim Moshe. Why? Solomon just learned from Moshe B'Cholot. By Moshe B'Cholot, of Avad is in Nois and Tam. The Cholot is Nois and Tam, and the Boss is Nois and Tam, and the Cholot, and it's also. So you see, time of Leim Moshe is a Dinder Eis. El, am I going to tell me, no, maybe we don't learn that from Moshe B'Cholot? The Chiddushu. Maybe you'll say Moshe B'Cholot is a Chiddush. So if it's a chiddush, maybe it doesn't have the regular rules. So Rashi says, chiddushu, I forgot to let the nice and tam nami. If Bosu B'Cholot is a chiddush, the Torah said Bosu B'Cholot, didn't say it's nice and tam. So maybe, if already Bosu B'Cholot is a chiddush and it flouts all the rules, so maybe Bosu B'Cholot is also without nesin tam. You cook Bosu B'Cholot 100 times as much Bosu as you have, 200 times Bosu as you have Cholot. It should also be also, because in Torah state, that Bosu B'Cholot is also. Elamai must be Bosu B'Cholot is not a chiddush. It has to conform to the regular rules. And the regular rules are that if something is not nice in time, it's mutter. But if it's nice in time, then it's also because time for Moshe is also. I say, zok davai. So apparently, there's some kind of regular rule that if something is not nice in time, it's mutter. So that's what I'm saying. You know, if this is outside of the rules, if Basu B'Cholov is sarayis from all the regular rules, so then if there's no rules, so that shouldn't be bottled even be'elim. It must be that Basu B'Cholov is inside the rules. It's not a chiddush, it's inside the rules. And there's some kind of rule out there that, first of all, that if it is nice and time, it's also that we learn from Basu B'Cholov itself. But there's also some kind of rule out there that if it's not nice and time, it's mutter. So where's that rule come from? Where does it say a rule? Where's there a rule? Where's there a rule that if it's not nice and time, it's mutter? There must be somewhere a rule. Because otherwise, what did you gain? So it's in the rules. But maybe those are the rules. That even be'elef, it's not bottle. Let's learn that from Basu B'Cholov. Afilu be'elef le bottle. Chiddush and achiddush. So it's not a chiddush. Let's learn that. There must be somewhere a mocker that in general, if something is not nice and time, it's not also. So Rashi addresses that. Rule state, where does it say somewhere a rule that if something is not nice and time, it's mutter? Says Rashi. Pick at the Rashi's and the wide lines on the bottom. I mean, not the very bottom, the middle size lines. 1, 2, 3, 4. The deeper masculine is Ichidushu, and then a little bit into that, 5, 6. Shvami no lav chidush. First of all, it's not a chiddush. Let's go a little bit further. The last word on the line. V'chevon de lav chiddushu. Since Basav Chalav is not a chiddush, so it's in the rules. So gamrinan la mizraya v'sheila dimishtori kol kama de lekotayma. Rashi says, you know where it says a rule? You know where the rule, where it says the rule that if something is not nice in time, it's mutter? In Zoya B'Sheila. In Zoya B'Sheila state that if something is not nice in time, it's mutter. Can I ben Shoyal? Well, in Zoya B'Sheila it says that if something is not nice in time, it's mutter. In Zoya B'Sheila it says that you need that shishim. That the Zoya B'Sheila was mutter because it was shishim, and Rashi by us says that the shishim is it might still be nice in time. Rashi says by us that even when you have shishim, could very well be that it's nice in time. Shishim is not to get rid of the time. Shishim is an achiravim lahatis the kedim we saw in Rashi that you need shishim. Time is indeed in the fazich. You still don't know if it's yeah nice in time, not nice in time. And Rashi Taka says maybe it is nice in time. So Rashi says, well, time kicks only the rabbanon. And then the Gemara says, even by Kotchim, where you do say Tam Kikr, but it's Hetra Abba Mechalisir and Echanami, it's Exeris Akosu over here, you don't have to worry about the Tam. No, it's in our Sugya, it says, the way Rashi learns up our Sugya, it says in our Sugya that by Zraya B'Sheila, it could very well be that it's nice in Tam. But I don't care, because Tam Kikr is not, by Chulim, there's nothing of Tam Kikr, and even though by Kotchim there is nothing of Tam Kikr, but Zraya B'Sheila, L'Inyan Zeh, is not treated like Kotchim. That's Hetra Abba Mechalisir. So therefore, even though it is nice in Tam, I don't care that it's nice in time because time is only a derabanan by chulin, and even though by kachem it's a deraisa, but to that extent we say heter b'machalisa, and the Torah said by zroi b'shel I don't look at it like kachem inyan time kikah. So therefore I disregard the time, but I still need shishim. Why? Nothing to do with time. I need shishim because achir rabim lahatos you need it as bittul leroy like we saw in Rashi, and therefore from there we learn out a general din that forget even when you know that there's no time, there's a din that even the daknu v'lo yoyev taima. Doesn't matter because you have to have shishim for the bittul b'roiv. So the way it comes out from Rashi, I'll leave it to Rashi, the din of shishim, the din of zoya b'sheila, and the din of shishim that we learn out from zoya b'sheila has nothing to do. So gan etzatan with tam. It is nice in tam. It could very well be this. Rashi says that we saw in the Rashi in the bottom of Saf Tzadokhes that it could very well be that for all we know it is nice in tam. But we don't care, either because time is derabanan, or because het haba mechalisa. So what's Rashi over here saying? That Abai holds that from Zraya B'Sheila you learn that if something is not nice in time, it's mut. From Bosu B'Chol you learn that if it's nice in time, it's asa. But from Zraya B'Sheila you learn that if it's not nice in time, it's mut. Who said this in Zraya B'Sheila? Where does it say that in Zraya B'Sheila? Is what we said before. Let's go. It's right. The din of tam ki'ikr you have even by min demina. Like we said before, tam ki'ikr Rashi holds even by min demina, because tam ki'ikr means nepach. And if it's nepach, I don't need to distinguish the iser from the heter because it's all being nepach to be osir anyway. So it's just as much by bin b'mina and it's by bin b'shein. I mean, who cares if I can recognize which time is which? The ma'aser this time there, and it's that the time is mistarf to the mamashi shel heter. I'll derech should be on. So therefore, in the world of tam kikir, zroya b'sheila might have tam because go no. If it wasn't bin b'mina, if you could only tell the difference between one taste and the other, if you could, you know, inject some kind of isotope and tell the difference between the Tamas Roya and the Tamas Ayel, maybe it is nice in time. So that's and therefore you have to say, so you have to say that either Tam Kikis Darabonon or Tetav Amechaliser, But the Zoya B'Shelev itself is not, is a case of, has Tam. There is Tam Kikr by Zoya B'Shelev. We have to neutralize it by either saying Tam Kikr is a Drabonu, which Rashi says in the Ansar of Chesem Aleph, or even though by Kochim it's not a Drabonu, but then the Gemara says Heta Abba Mechalis. But Abaye is telling me now there's another halach. Taimu Veloy Mamosha. Abaye doesn't hold from Tam Kikr. Or at least Abaye doesn't pass from Tam Kikr, the same way everybody else doesn't pass from Tam Kikr. Abaye might agree that there are Tanoim in the world to hold from Tam Kikr, and if you learn like from Nishras, we said when we learn Pesachim, even Abaye might agree, if you learn out from Nishras, then it says that you like it. So if it says that you like it on the Mayim, so you see there is a Nepach. Yeah, Abaye might agree there are Tanoim in the world to hold from Nepach, but we don't pass in Nepach. But Abaye holds, forget Nepach, there's a din that Tam is also Mitzarasim. That's called Taim of Leim HaMoshe. But that's by definition only by Mim B'Sheinim and not by Mim B'Mino. By Zroya B'Sheilo, there's no Taim of Leim HaMoshe. So therefore, if you'll ask me, why is there no Tam Kikr by Zroya B'Sheilo? Why is there no problem with Tam Kikr? Let's say like Rashi inside of Chesem and Aleph. Tam Kikr is only Derabon. In Derais, there is no Tam Kikr. We don't pass in Tam Kikr Derais. And Kodshim is Heter Baba Chalisa. So, fine. But you could still ask, okay, forget Tam Kikr. Tam Kikr is only Derabon. And Kodshim, so we don't treat it like Kodshim. But what about the time of Lema Moshe? Why isn't the Zroya B'Sheila also asked time of Lema Moshe? So I guess you could answer in theory, maybe Heter Baba Chalisa. Maybe the Torah says Zroya B'Sheila exists a Kosov. But you see, the Gemara doesn't say that. Abaye even didn't say that. When Abaye said, what's the Heter Baba Chalisa? He didn't say that. He said a different thing. In Memino, Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't he say it's Heter Baba Chalisa to get rid of the problem of time of Lema Moshe? The answer is, like we said before, Abaye doesn't need to say that. Because time of Lema Moshe, by definition, is only by Min B'Sheini Minoi. By Min B'Minoi, it's not Murgush, there's no time of Lema Moshe. Because time of Lema Moshe means that I can tell the difference between the Isser and the Heter, and therefore the Isser not bottom. By Min B'Minoi, it's not Murgush. By Min B'Minoi, there's no time of Lema Moshe. Zokt Abaye, Zokt Rashi says within Abaye, so that from Zeroya B'Sheila, I have a limud, that when the Isser is not Murgush, there's no problem. That the Isser, if it's not Murgush, it's bottom. Because that taka says by Zroya B'Sheila. By Zroya B'Sheila it says that when the Isser is not Murgish, and by Zroya B'Sheila the Isser is not Murgish. Why is it not Murgish? Because it's Min B'Minoi. By Min B'Minoi, the Isser is not Murgish. So a state in Zroya B'Sheila, in the Parsha of Zroya B'Sheila, it says that an Isser that's not Murgish is Nitbotel. I'm sorry, it's Botel. An Isser that's not Murgish is Botel. So Rashi says, oh, so from here we can elapse the Kolot Terakul, even to Min B'Sheini Minoi, that if the Is is not Murgish, it's Botel. And therefore, that's exactly what Abaye is saying. Abaye is saying, the rules in general are that something that's not Murgish is Botel. Like, see from Zoya B'Sheila. The Is is not Murgish is Botel. On the other hand, from Bosa B'Cholov, I learn out that if it is Murgish, it is, then it's not Botel. Yeah, so those are the rules. So that's what Rashi says. Bosa B'Cholov is not a Chiddush. If Bosa B'Cholov be a Chiddush, it'll be outside of the rules. So then you can't learn anything from Zoya B'Sheila, so maybe Bosa B'Cholov is even the Elf. But no, Bosa B'Cholov is not a Chiddush. So it has to go with the rules. So what are the rules? So in Zoya B'Sheila, it says a rule that if the Isser is not Murgish, it's Batel B'Rayf. So Mela, if it's not Murgish, it's Batel B'Rayf. So Mela, Bosa B'Cholov is only if it is Murgish. If it is Murgish, then we learn that we see Takam Bosa B'Cholov that something that's Murgish is not Batel B'Rayf. So both things are true. If we're being Daimitzat Tam Ki'ikr, then by Zoya B'Sheila, there is Tam. By Min B'Mina, there is Tam. Because Tam Kikr means Nepach. So if Tam Kikr means Nepach, so then that's the same in B'Mina and Min B'Sheini Mina. Like we said before, in Nepach is no difference in B'Mina and Min B'Sheini Mina. Because I'm not looking to distinguish between the Isser and the Heter. The whole thing is Isser. So in the world of Tam Kikr, so Min B'Minoi and Min B'Sheini Minoi, it's all the same. And Emes Lifi Rashi, that comes out from Sugyas HaGemara. Because the Gemara says B'Feirush that this Tam Kikr by Zroya B'Sheila. Rava says Heter Baba Chalisa because it's Tam Kikr. So in the world of Tam Kikr, Min B'Minoi also has Tam Kikr. So by Zroya B'Sheila, there could be Tam. Because who knows? Maybe you're tasting the Zroya. Who tells you to add? You know, you're only tasting Dayan. Maybe you're tasting the Zroya. It's I have a Shishim. I can't rely on Shishim in a Deraisa. So in Zroya B'Sheila is really a problem in the scene is Tam. So the Gemara says Heter Baba Chalisa. As far as the Kachim Dikadin is concerned. And as far as Chulin is concerned, Tam Kikr is altogether Drabon, and that's the Rashi inside of Kesem Adal. Fine, that's all in the world of Tam Kikr. But Rashi in Klub Ches is talking about, not Tam Kikr, But he's talking about the world of time of Elay Mamashay. That's not a Nepach Dikadin. Abai's din is not a Nepach Dikadin. Abai's from Amaroi Basroi. You don't know from Nepach. Abai says, Rashi says, Amaroi Basroi. This is all the Sugda raid from Mishras. When Rashi said that Amaroi Basroi don't hold from Tam Kikir, that means they don't hold from Nepach. Abai is also from the Amaroi Basroi. Abai also doesn't hold from Nepach. Abai holds the Nepach you don't have. Avada, we don't pass him that kind of. We don't pass him Tam's Kikir. That is Kim Amoshe Shalissi with the Nepach. Abai just says that time of Leim Amoshe, that the Tam Alein prevents the Bittel. Prevents the Bittel. So that's only by Min Mishayin Amina, because it's Murgash. By Min Bamina, you don't have any Nisin this time. There the issue is not Murgash. By Min Bamina, the issue is not Murgash. So therefore, Abai says, in the world of Tam Kikir is the Rabbana. Forget Tam Kikir. What about time of Leim Amoshe? So time of Leim Amoshe is Takid in Deraisa. And that's why Basa B'Cholav is also. But if you don't taste the Basa B'Cholav, if it's less than a 60th or less than a 1,000th or whatever, you give it to a Kfeil and he can't taste the Cholav, then it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because if it's not Murgash, then it's Mutter. And how do you know if it's not Murgash, it's Mutter? Maybe it's not bottle Afim, maybe the things, mixtures are bottle. Who says that if it's not Murgash, it's bottle? Says it by Zoya B'Shela. Well, in Zoya B'Shela state, that if the Isser is not Murgash, and by Zoya B'Shela, Isser is not Murgash, because it's Min Mimino, you can't tell the difference. So but it says in Zoya B'Shela that if the Isser is not Murgash, then it's Batul B'Rei. So maybe we learn out from there, to call it Tarakula, that an Isser that's not Murgash is Batul B'Rei. Only an Isser that's Murgash, that's time of Leim Amoshe, and that's also. Okay, all the Rashi Shtim. I think from this stew in Rashi, it's a peladik Rashi, this Rashi in Kufres. From this Rashi, it's mamish muchuch that not the one for Rashi. It's muchuch in this Rashi that Zroya B'Shela is not is in the world of time of Leim Amoshe. In the world of Abai is Nidlin, of time of Leim Amoshe, Zroya B'Shela is called that there's no time, because since it's Min B'Minoi, it's not there's no time. I Rashi by us is Beferish, and Rashi learns the Gemara that way. That as far as Tam Kikir is concerned, Min B'Mino does have Tam. There's a Shnei Inyan. You're talking about Tam Kikir, the Min B'Mino has Tam. Because there's lots of Tam. You know, you might be tasting the Tam as Roya, there's lots of Tam. So for Tam Kikir, that's called that you have Tam. But in the world of Tam Ebelei Mamoshoi, I don't care if there is Tam. The question is, am I Margish the Tam? By Min B'Mino, I'm not Margish the Tam. So therefore, in the issue, when we're being done, and the issue of Tam Ebelei Mamoshoi, so there I take a see that if it's the issue is not Mugash, it's Batul B'Rei, and that I can tackle when I from Zroya B'Shela. And that's the Rashi in Kufches, that from Zroya B'Shela I learned that if it's not nice in time, it's Mutter. From Basu B'Cholav I learned that if it is nice in time, then time of Leim Amoshe is also. But from Zroya B'Shela I learned that if it's not nice in time, then it's Mutter. Okay, let me get right there. Okay, so I think about the Rashi and Tosfos, they have machlokes how to learn the drushes of Mishaleh Lishleimo, and I think that I'm not going to do that inside. I'll leave that to you. Just to chesem out the top two Tosfos and over here. It's very straightforward. No, Rashi has this machlokes. Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the Lishnakama. Who holds what? Which one holds Mechatechla v'hoda Mirashila, and which one holds Mirashila v'hoda Mechatechla? I don't have what to contribute on that. But let's pick it up. From Mad Omer B'Shishim. Right, Sarchesim Ulbeis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Mad Omer B'Shishim. Sovar bosav atzomis vadi bosav atzomis mishavinim. Vahavale b'shishim. Madome b'meya sovar bosav atli bosav mishavinim. Vahavale b'meya. So first of all, there's a need in here. What's in the Kudus of Machlokes? Whether you're mishar bosav atzomis vadi bosav atzomis or bosav vahadi bosav. Torah is two different issues. The issue of the basar, of the atzamos, of the heter, that's like the ketera kind of issue, you know, ketera atzma. We're talking about something that doesn't have any time of its own, the atzamos of the heter, but can they still provide volume for the bittul of the issa? The issue of the atzamos of the issa, are the atzamos of the issa part of the cheshbon of the issa? That's a different issue. I mean, why should they be? If they're not, if they don't have any time, why should the atzamos of the issa be reckoned on the ledger, on the side of the ledger of the issa? Okay, if anything, the atzamos of the heter, the atzamos of the issa should be counted towards the heter, because they have no taste, so it just provides volume. In fact, with the Yerushalmi, we saw the Yerushalmi. Tosfos brought the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that when you cook a beitzah sefroyach together with other beitzim, so you mitzarek the klipa of the beitzah asura together with the shishim of the heter, because iser time iser doesn't have, and presumably it provides volume for the whole thing. So why don't you say the same thing over here? So there's a little bit of siachsus to this steer between the Babli and Yishami and Rishonim. In Yishami it says the klipa yisur ma'ilam asa yisur, that you would start the klipa of the beitz asura, and you take the klipa of the beitz asura and you give it over to the side of the heter. You count it towards the shishim of the heter. And in Agamara, there's not even such a tzad. There's a machlekes if you count the atzamos of the yisur on the side of the yisur, but you certainly don't count it on the side of the heter. It's a chayes steer. So some Yishalim say the Rashba, I think, says then in the Chanami this Gemara is an asmachta. Anyway, it's an asmachta. Most Yishalim learn this whole Gemara because it's an asmachta. So in the Chanami, you don't have to worry about it so much. You know, the real din is the din which says in Yishalim. The halacha is what it says in Yishalim. The klipa yisur ma'ilam is yisur. That the klipa counts on the side of the heter. And this Gemara at some is by the at some is only an asmachta. So okay, so you know, if we don't inject, we don't have to investigate it so close. So they didn't. Some Rishonim. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says no. It's machleks. It's a machleks. The Rishonim holds klipa yisur ma'ilam asa yisur, and the Babli is chaylik. You see, the Babli holds that the atzamos of the yisur are certainly don't count towards the heter. Whether they're mitzarev to the cheshbon of the yisur, that's the tutzdorim of the gemara. That's the masav and masav. Whether they're mitzarev towards the cheshbon of the yisur, but towards the cheshbon of the heter, they for sure don't count. The Masad in Chanan. The Gemara is going out like the Yisham. Those Ramban takes this Gemara seriously, but then and then the Ramban says, "What's the halacha taka?" So he says, "Well, he makes a cheshbon. The halacha is that we b'shishim. We pass the b'shishim, not the male. So if the halacha is b'shishim, that means we mishar basar b'hade basar. The Gemara says, "Mandom b'shishim. No, mandom b'shishim is basar b'atzamos b'hade basar b'atzamos." So that's the halacha, bosav atzamos b'adei bosav atzamos. The atzamos of the iser are on the tally of the iser, and the atzamos of the heter are on the tally of the heter. What's hakel machlekes? What is in the Kudus of Achlekesi? Mifrad. The Chayit is two different issues. The question of are the Atzamas of the Isser Mitzarev to the Isser, and the question of whether the Atzamas of the Heter Mitzarev to the Heter, the Chayit are two different Nidanim. The Nidanim are the Atzamas of the Heter Mitzarev to the Heter. That the Chayit is a Nidanim of akin to the Nidin of Keter. It provides volume. The Atzamos of the Heter provide volume for the Issa to go into. Yeah, but then it's Kashi L'Hovin, so then the Atzamos of the Issa also provide volume. So let's Hakadu like the Yishami, let's count the Atzamos of the Issa towards the Heter. And then what's the issue? What's the issue of the atzamas of the isra mistarf to the isra? That has nothing to do with volume. What's that about? What's the machlekes? Are the atzamas of the isra mistarf to the isra? Why should they mistarf to the isra? If they don't have tam, why should they mistarf to the isra? Maximum, we'll say for some reason they're not part of the volume of the heter. But why should they mistarf to the cheshbon of the isra if they're not nice in tam? It's two questions, really. In the Ramban's world, that he takes this Gemara seriously. Other Rishonim say it's an asmach, it's not serious. But the Fidei Ramban, that he takes this Gemara seriously. The Fidei Rashi, for sure, it's serious, since it's a Rashi Gemara Derais, according to Rashi. So then, why do we have to take it seriously? So there's two Nidonim. Nidonim number one is, what's the pshat in the Mada Omar that we're mitzaref the atzomos of the heter to the heter, but not the atzomos of the Isser? The atzomos of the Isser only are mitzaref to the Isser, not to the heter. If the atzomos of the heter are mitzaref, because they provide extra volume for the tam to be mispashed into, so why can't the atzamas of the issa do the same thing? They also provide volume for the issa to be mispashed into. That's question number one. And question number two is, the Gemara is mashma that it's a package deal. If the atzamas of the issa are mitzav to the issa, then the atzamas of the heter are atzamas to the heter. And if the atzamas of the issa, those are the two shittas. Masovar, you take the atzamas on both sides into the cheshbon. And the other Madomer says you don't take either Atzomus into the Cheshbon. So it sounds like the Gemara is saying that it's a package deal. If you count Atzomus, you count Atzomus on both sides. And if you don't count Atzomus, you don't count Atzomus on either side. It's two separate issues. You know, the issue of if the Atzomus of the Isser is a Shiloh, maybe the next time, perhaps. The Atzomus of the Heter is a different Nidoyim about it's how do these two things go together? I mean, I guess in theory you could say maybe it's Hakasep. Maybe it really is two separate, unrelated Machlekes. In theory, it is possible in theory that it's just fortuitous that one Madomer happens to hold that the Madomer who holds the Atzomus of Isser Mitzarev to the Isser happens to also hold that the Atzomus of the Heter Mitzarev to the Heter. And the Madomer says the Atzomus of the Isser are not Mitzarev to the Isser happens to hold that the Atzomus of the Heter are also not Mitzarev to the Heter. But these are really two unrelated Machlekesin, and just the two Madomim here happen to come down to have a double Machlekes about two different unrelated issues. So that in theory, there could be a Madomer that, you know, maybe you can't be atzamos of the Isser, but not the atzamos of the Heter, or vice versa. It happens to be, it just could be, but the pashtus in the Gemara is that there's only two possibilities. Either you're mitzaref the atzamos, or you're not mitzaref the atzamos. And if you're mitzaref the atzamos, then you're mitzaref the atzamos, aside from the Isser, aside from the Heter, you're mitzaref both atzamos. And if you're not mitzaref the atzamos, then neither from the Isser nor from the Heter. So what's the hasbar?
If you hold like that little bishisha in the bin is in his town, and your shaman makes a little more sense why the atzamos of heter would be started on that point is because it's not about tam.
Right.
So and then if you hold like Rashi, it's not about tam. The Bava makes more sense.
Well, you can point to Rashi that it's not even a din of bitul tam, just a din of akiram lahatas. I hear your point. You have to know, because Rashi does have a lashon. We touched on a little yesterday. When Rashi says that Rashi but achirav lahatos, the Rashi here in Amud Beis. You know, when Rashi says hay chumruhu, and I'm sorry, dimidiraisa, he says if without the din of zorei b'sheila, I would say that it's bottle chad betray. D'chsev achirav lahatos. I would say bitul tam is kashar bituli deraisa that it's achiram lahatis. Now it says you need shishim, so the achiram lahatis now is more chomer. But Rashi's lashon, even though it's clear in Rashi, he's not talking about getting rid of the tam because he's entertaining that it should be kashar bituli deraisa and it should be chad betray. He says if not for zroi b'sheila, then bitul tam would be chad betray. But he uses the language bitul tam. What do you mean bitul tam? Chad betray is bitul tam. The tam is certainly there chad betray. Smuchach and Rashi, he doesn't mean bitul tam in the sense of getting rid of the tam. He means getting rid of the effluence of the Isser, the plate of the Isser. But he calls that tam because the plate of the Isser is I guess it's Hainoach. But the Isser is maflit, is Rashi calls that a tam. So even though with this world of Bittul, this din of Zorei B'Sheila, it's not a halacha of getting rid of the tam. Rashi says clearly, you may still have tam. Shishim is no guarantee you don't have tam. It's a Bittul B'Roiv Dikadin, it's an Achiram Lahatis Dikadin. But the achiram lahatos is a shear in getting rid of the tam that comes out, which is a plato slash tam, And we have to be marbe heter on it. We still taste it. Maybe we still taste it. Doesn't matter. But we're marbe olav, so there's, like the Rambam calls it, bottle ba'itza miyuta. But the thing that will bring mevatel ba'itza miyuta is the plato, and the plato is the tam. So if the atzamas are not mafle tam, then they don't need to be misbatel. And if they provide room for the tam to go into, then maybe that's also called that we're marbe olav umevatel. I think the simple shot in this Gemara, again, if we're taking the Gemara seriously, not as an asmach thing, we're saying that there's a real emes and machlokes over here. Whether you're mitzarati atzamas, you're not mitzarati atzamas, and it's on both sides of the ledger, both the tzad ha'isr and the tzad ha'eter. So chayre, it's mashma that the nekudas ha'machlokes is, do atzamas have a tam? They obviously don't have a lot of tam, but they have some tam. And the cheshbon is, if the atzamas have a tam, then A, you have to mevatel the atzamas of the Issa, because they also have a tam. But also, you can then use the atzamas of the heter to mevatel, because they have a tam of heter. But if the atzamas have no tam, then not only can you not use the tam of the, you don't have to, not only do you not have to worry about the atzamas of the Issa, because they have no tam, but you can't use the atzamas of the heter, because they're not providing tam heter to be mevatel. And if that's the pshat, then it would say in this Gemara, a big chiddush, that the way bittul works, it's not enough to provide volume. You need to have tam heter that's washing out the tam of the issur. It's a shah that we touched upon. It was l'chayra, the way the Ramban is taking this Gemara seriously, it would seem to be that the pashat pshat in this Gemara would seem to be that in order for the atzomas of heter to be mitzarev to the heter, they have to have tam. Because if they have tam, then the tama heter can wash out the tam of the iser. Can be marble of, yeah. You have a point, because we're not talking in Rashi's world. We're not. Well, in the Ramban it's good in there. In Rashi's world, we're talking about achiram lahatois, and who says you need a tam of heter to make achiram? But maybe, yeah, maybe to make this achiram lahatois, you need to have a lot of tam of heter to be marble of, and to make an achiram lahatois against the tam of the iser. But you can't. So I thought, as far as the Ramban, it's not going to work in Rashi, but in the Ramban, I thought that it would be l'shitosa. Because l'chayra, we had a big raya that it's not true, that the way bittul b'roiv works, this is not machakira, I mean, it's an important machakira. How does bittul b'roiv work? Is bittul b'roiv, shishim, bittul b'shishim, how does it work? Does it work that the tam of the heter overpowers the tam of the iser? Or does it work that the heter provides space in which the tam of the iser is diffused? So we had a raya g'dolah to the latter side. From where?
What?
From Keter. The Gemara is at Sa'ad that we're Sarah of the Charsei Akter. Keter Asma. The Charsei Akter don't have a tab. So the only see the failures, at least from that side of the Gemara, that the way Bitul Beroy, Bitul Beshishin works is that it just provides space. But in this Gemara, the Charsei says, it's not that way, because in this Gemara it says that the Atzomais, there's a tzad in the Gemara that the atzamas are not misdarf, and even if they are misdarf, it's only on the tzad that they have at some kind of tam, because you see in the Gemara that man da'om who holds you can misdarf the atzamas of the heter, it's only because he holds you have to also worry about the atzamas of the iser, because the atzamas also have some kind of tam. So it's against the Gemara by Kedera. So insofar as the Ramban is concerned, not only is it not a kasha, but it's gavaldik that the Ramban l'shitosa. Because the Ramban also, we didn't talk so much about the Ramban, but the Ramban by the sugi of Kedera Atzma learns that Kedera Atzma does not mean the Charsei Akdera. The Ramban also is not sad that the Charsei Akdera is mistarif. The Ramban is the Gemara, punkt faket, that the Man Da'omer by Kedera Atzma means only with the contents of the Kedera. And the Man Da'omer by my Debola Kedera said, no, you can even be mistarif the blias of the Kedera. But there's no sad that you can mistarif the cheres of the Kedera. So it works out of Gavad. I think it's very nice. The Ramban should toss it. The Ramban taka holds. Based on his understanding of this Gemara, this is serious. He learns this not on a smach, but this is a serious Gemara. I mean, he holds that it's. The Ramban might hold Zerubbabel Shalom in general as an asmachta, but this nekuda of Bosav Atzomas, Badi Bosav Atzomas, he takes seriously. And he says, and it's against the Yerushalmi. He says, in this Gemara it says a halacha that when Meshar Bosav Atzomas, Badi Bosav Atzomas. So the Ramban took this Gemara not merely as an asmachta that doesn't really make any sense, but he took it as an asmachta maybe, but it makes sense. It's a scheshman of Bosom Atzamas by the Bosom Atzamas. It's Gavaldik, the Ramad Lashitosa. The Ramad holds that the way Bittul Brave works is not with volume. The Chayse Akhtemi for sure can't be Mistar. Bittul Brave works because the time of the Heter overpowers the time of the Isser. So Yesh Lodin, do the Atzamas have time? If the Atzamas have time, some time, so then it counts both ways. Both on the time of the Isser, you have to be Mavaklit. And on the side of the Heter, you could be Mitzar to be Mavaklit. And if Atzamas have no time, then you can't be Mitzar either way. It doesn't work for Rashi, because Rashi does have a tzad of chasei akdeira, and Rashi learns it's a drosha gemur deraisa. So if you're Rashi, this chesm is not going to work. Right? Rashi holds this gemur is altogether not a smachta. So if it's altogether not a smachta, so it's a serious gemur. So then what's the machlekes over here? Why shouldn't you be mitzarat yet some of the head? How are they worse than the chasei akdeira? Right, so Rashi said before that it's a sake of deraisa, so we're machmer not to be mitzarat the chasei akdeira. Why do you should bring from here? Here you see with Farish. But it's a fair the issue if you're Mitzar of Chasek Ter, that's not Shiloh, if you're Mitzar of the Yatsamas. Unless maybe Yatsamas is somehow better than Chasek Ter, or worse. If you're Mitzar of the Chasek Ter, why shouldn't you Mitzar of the Yatsamas? And vice versa. Yeah, Yesh Lodin Badova, not so sure. Okay, we'll stop here.